Welcome to Grad Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaik Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. Grad Audio goes with a booklet called Grad, which can be downloaded for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. There's also a workbook to help you digest the content. Grad was originally meant as support for first-year students at university, but most of the content is relevant to anyone who is studying. It is loosely organized according to the four terms of the academic year, but you can dip in and out as you wish. The chapters don't build on each other. To round off the topics we've grouped together for the second term, let's think about the stuff that lies outside your prescribed curriculum. If you're studying full-time, this is also a phase in your life in which to build your skills, your networks, and your CV. Studying full-time, especially if you're doing it on a university campus, is about more than achieving an academic qualification. University life offers a rich and varied environment for developing skills like public speaking, leadership, organizational ability, and teamwork. If you participate in societies, clubs, or sports teams, you will also build networks of friends and colleagues that will last a lifetime. You don't have to do everything at once. First, find your feet. Learn to manage your time so that you know what your priorities are and structure your schedule accordingly. Once that is in place, look around to see what else may interest you. Every university has clubs and societies in the academic, cultural, political, religious, and social fields. And if it doesn't exist, you can start it. Think of debating, chess, ballroom dancing, photography, fundraising, the university radio station or newspaper, music, comedy, drama. The list is endless, and we haven't even mentioned sports and games. Another area of activity that will bring you deep personal satisfaction, as well as looking good on your CV, is volunteering for projects that uplift and support society. Law faculties usually have clinics, and so do medical faculties. The community you come from will certainly value your time and energy as a mentor and role model for the young people that follow after you. City universities are often close to projects that work with street people. Look around for a platform where you can contribute. Don't overload yourself, but do participate. You will develop your skills and learn new ones, make friends, often for life, have a lot of fun, and acquire something for the day when you have to write your CV. Remember, when you go out there to find a job, your CV must stand out from all the others. This kind of extra participation may just make the difference. This brings us to the end of the topics we've grouped together under the heading Second Term. Now it's time for the winter break, and nothing could be more welcome. You may want to catch up on some work during the holidays, and that is a good plan, but remember that your brain needs to rest as well. Sleep, play, spend time with family and friends. Sit in the sun, doing nothing much. You need and deserve a break. You may also be slightly worried if you're returning home for the first time. You have learnt and changed. Your family has remained the same. So you are really looking forward to the first visit home, thinking of your family and community back home as sustained you through the first semester. Making them proud remains a major motivating factor. Beware, the reunion can be challenging. Going away to university is about change. You never realized how much you were going to change. You have been exposed to a new world, new people, new situations. At first, you may have been shocked. You may have judged and condemned. Then you started questioning your own knowledge and your moral framework. You felt lost. Who are you? Slowly, painfully, a new you began to emerge. As one student wrote after overcoming his first failures, and this comes from the Sassel and Zalo research done by Marieke Vosloo and Sonia Blino, this success meant a lot of sacrifices, which were not so pleasant. I had to develop a new study technique and adjust to it, add more hours of study, exercise to keep fit and refreshed, as well as refrain from having much of a social life, which was far from easy. These basically changed my lifestyle, and adapting to such a transformation was not child's play. There were temptations along the way, but I overcame them. It was not a smooth ride. Another student wrote the following when looking back on his first year. I remember in first year when I was still vigilant and alert to everything new in my life. I was in a small group tutorial with one of the best people I have met at university, my first year mentor. One of the most vivid moments of the whole experience is the time he told us that university is, more than anything, a prolonged self-defining period in an individual's life. He carried on to explain that the university years will determine who an individual is, and that if one leaves university without having learned who they are, chances are they will struggle even further. Change and growth are painful, but they are valuable. Exposure to knowledge and the widening of horizons that results is what education is all about. There's just one snag. The people at home have not gone through the same process. They have remained pretty much the same. They might even be somewhat threatened by the new you. Here are some ideas for dealing with this situation. In the first place, expect the homecoming to be difficult. It may be a challenge to your still fragile new identity. Understand why both you and the people who stayed behind experience such intense emotions about the differences and distances that have entered your relationship. These are a very handy tool which might help you to understand your feelings. It's something called the scarf model. Scarf as in what you put around your neck to stay warm, S-C-A-R-F, and it was developed by Dr. David Rock. Google that. It is really interesting and you will immediately see how practical it is. Remind yourself that respect is about seeing people in their own unique light. Respect those who stayed behind by relating your adventures in an entertaining, non-threatening way. Hopefully, you will experience your family's regard for you as unconditional. Similar to the student who wrote this after going home. The last time I went home, I thought I was going home just to forget about school and just chill like other kids. The moment I got home, I just sat the whole day just looking at my house, comparing it with other houses around my hometown. What really touched my heart was the moment I saw my mother. I just watched her, and tears started rolling down my eyes. What amazed me was that every time she saw me, she smiled. What I have now decided to do is get up and do my best because she believes in me. May you too experience that kind of love and acceptance. And remember, it will be more likely if you give love and acceptance from your side. That was episode 9 of Grad Audio. Remember, you can download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. You will also find a very handy workbook on the same page. Next time, we talk about goal setting and how you can start doing something this week to bring you closer to where you want to be in 5 years' time. Do join us again. Until then, goodbye. Hamburg Ashley. Moi Luke.